Okay, so you've been sending us some info about people filming around businesses, and it's a little unnerving to say the least. It feels like a real violation, you know? Like, why is this happening and what can we do about it?
It's definitely a trend we're seeing more of these days.
It's just not cool, you know? Someone sets up a camera, tries to bait employees into a reaction, and then boom, it's all over social media. Not cool at all. So how do we deal with these, what did you call them?
Baiting auditors.
Baiting auditors. So how do we handle those situations? You've got some great resources lined up for us today, right?
Right. We've got some Charterpedia excerpts about Canadian free expression rights under Section 2B, and a YouTube video that really highlights this whole baiting auditor thing. Oh, and we also have that ChatGPT conversation about how some businesses are dealing with it.
Let's dive into that Canadian legal stuff first.
Yeah.
So, Section 2B, freedom of expression. What's the deal? Can anyone just film anywhere in Canada?
Well, the Charterpedia stuff is clear about one thing. Canada takes freedom of expression seriously, but it's not a free-for-all.
Okay, so there are limits. Like, what about filming in front of someone's business? Is that legal?
So, filming from public spaces, places like sidewalks or the street, that's generally okay.
Okay, so that makes sense. But then things get tricky when you step onto private property, right?
Exactly. The Charterpedia material even mentioned the open court principle.
Open court, like courtrooms.
Yeah. The Supreme Court decided that generally, court proceedings have to be open to the public. It's about transparency and accountability.
Interesting.
And part of that means people can film in courtrooms because they're considered public spaces.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, it's a pretty important part of freedom of expression, according to the Supreme Court, anyway.
Okay, that's fascinating. But what about the practical stuff? Like someone's out there with their camera, clearly trying to provoke a reaction. What do you do?
Well, that's where the ChatGPT conversation gets really insightful, actually. It talks about the importance of staying calm.
Oh, that makes sense. Don't give them the reaction they want, right?
Exactly. It sounds simple, but it really throws them off. They're looking for an outburst, something they can use to get views. But when you remain calm, you take away their power.
It's like they say, don't feed the trolls, right?
100%. And the AI goes a step further, suggesting you train your staff on how to handle these situations.
So, like a united front, everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. Because if one person loses their cool, well, you saw what happened in that YouTube video.
Oh man, that was rough. The business owner was getting more and more frustrated, but it just made the guy filming even more aggressive. It was uncomfortable to watch.
And that is exactly what they want.
Yikes. So, what you're saying is having a plan is key. Knowing what to expect, how to respond, maybe even having some pre-scripted responses ready to go.
Now you're getting it. The AI even suggests crafting a social media response ahead of time. You know, something you can quickly post if a video does surface online. Again, it's about controlling the narrative.
Okay, so we're talking about anticipating the problem, being prepared. It sounds a lot like, well, risk management.
Precisely. You have insurance in case something happens to your car, so why not have a plan in place for something like this? It's just common sense. Document everything. Date, time, witnesses.
That way, if things escalate, you've got all your ducks in a row. Smart.
It's about protecting yourself and your business.
This has been super helpful, but that YouTube video, man, it just felt so intrusive, you know? Like a total violation of that guy's business.
Oh, absolutely. And that brings us to another layer of this whole issue, the emotional toll these encounters can take. It can be really tough, you know, to have your business, your livelihood dragged through the mud like that.
Yeah, and we haven't even touched on what happens if a video goes viral. Like, how do you deal with that public scrutiny? It's almost like a trial by social media. Thankfully, the ChatGPT material had some advice on handling that.
It did. And the AI was pretty clear. Don't get sucked into online arguments.
Oh, I know the feeling. You want to defend yourself, set the record straight.
Right, but engaging rarely helps. It usually just makes things worse. Instead, the AI suggests having a statement prepared beforehand.
Ah, so you're ready to respond strategically, not just emotionally.
Exactly. Keep it factual, neutral, and avoid any personal attacks. The AI emphasized how important it is to present a calm, professional front.
It's about taking control of the narrative, right? Instead of letting the baiting auditor control it.
Exactly. Sometimes the best response is no response at all, especially if there's a chance of legal action.
Oh, right, because anything you say online.
Can and will be used against you in a court of law. The AI brought that up too.
Which makes total sense. It's easy to forget about the long game when you're in the heat of the moment, you know?
Absolutely. But sometimes a response is needed. like when a genuine mistake has been made. The ChatGPT conversation talked about apologies.
Okay, yeah. I'm curious about that because an apology could either make things better or...
Totally. The thing is, people can tell when an apology is sincere, you know?
Yeah. There's a big difference between a heartfelt apology and one of those, I'm sorry if you were offended.
Exactly.
Huh.
That's what the AI was getting at. A genuine apology shows accountability, and that can go a long way in building trust with your customers.
So honesty really is the best policy, but this isn't just about reacting after the fact, right? The ChatGPT stuff also talked about being proactive.
Right. It's like a whole different side of the coin.
So instead of being caught off guard, you're actively shaping how people see your business online.
Precisely. If you're already monitoring social media, engaging with your customers online, building a strong online reputation, it's like you're one step ahead.
You're building that trust before it's ever called into question.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
But there's something else we need to talk about, this whole thing.
It just feels wrong, you know? Like, ethically, it rubs me the wrong way.
Totally get that.
That.
And honestly, even though the AI was mainly focused on practical strategies, it did bring up some ethical concerns.
Like, where do we draw the line? Freedom of expression is one thing, but exploiting people for views and ad revenue, that just feels wrong.
It's a tough one. That YouTube video really brought that tension to the surface.
It did. At one point, the guy filming actually says something like, "I'm allowed to film here. It's my job." As if that makes everything okay.
It's like he's trying to use the law as a weapon. And remember, we know from the Charterpedia stuff that no special credentials are needed to film in public spaces in Canada.
Which makes you wonder, is he really doing this for the public good, or is it just about getting those views and clicks?
Exactly. And that's why knowledge is so important for business owners. When you know your rights, you're less likely to be intimidated or manipulated.
Okay, so we've talked about the law, we've talked about social media strategies, we've even touched on the ethical dilemmas. But that YouTube video got me thinking about something else we haven't really discussed.
You're talking about that whole "it's my job" argument.
Yes, exactly. It's such a strange defense mechanism. I mean, we all have to make a living, right?
Of course. But when does making a living cross the line into...
exploitation. Like, when does it become okay to profit off of someone else's discomfort or even harm their business just to get views online? It's a tough question.
It really is. And it makes you think about the responsibility content creators have. What's the difference between reporting on something important and just stirring up trouble for the clicks?
It's a gray area, that's for sure. There are no easy answers.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But you have to start somewhere. Even just talking about it, raising awareness, that's a step in the right direction.
I agree. These videos, they have real-world consequences for the people involved.
And while we can't control other people, we can control our own actions, our own responses.
So what's the best way to respond when faced with one of these baiting auditors?
Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is nothing.
Nothing.
Don't engage. Don't give them what they want.
You mean don't let them get to you?
Exactly. Protect your peace of mind, protect your business, and move on. A few thousand views or likes aren't worth the stress and potential damage.
I think that's some really solid advice. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the emotional impact because going back to that YouTube video, there's a moment where things really escalate. It's actually hard to watch.
It shows you how quickly things can get out of hand. The guy with the camera, he's practically begging for a reaction, invading the owner's space, even after being asked to back off. And the business owner, you can see the frustration building, and eventually he just snaps. It's tense.
It's like a car crash, you know? You don't want to look, but you can't tear your eyes away.
Now, that's the point. These baiting auditors, they get off on that. The more riled up you get, the better it is for their video.
So it all circles back to what we were saying before, staying calm.
Mm.
Easier said than done, right?
It is. But it's crucial because when you lose your cool, you're playing right into their hands.
It's like they always say, knowledge is power. And in this case, knowing how to react, knowing your rights, that's powerful.
100%. When you've already thought about these scenarios, when you have a plan, it's a lot easier to stay composed under pressure.
And that's where those AI-generated scripts could be so helpful. It's one thing to know you shouldn't engage, but having those pre-written responses ready to go, that could be a game changer.
It's like having a safety net, you know? You might not need it, but just knowing it's there can make you feel a whole lot safer.
And that feeling, that peace of mind, that's priceless, especially when you're dealing with something as stressful as this. It can really mess with your head, you know?
It can. And while we've talked a lot about the legal stuff and the practical strategies, we can't forget about that emotional toll.
Because it's easy to get caught up in the moment, to feel angry, to feel attacked, but...
But those emotions are part of their game plan, and recognizing that is so important.
It's about taking back control, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. So if you only take one thing away from this whole conversation, remember, knowledge is your shield and composure is your sword.
Love it. Arm yourself with both and you'll be ready for anything. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. Big thanks to our expert for sharing their insights, and a huge thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into a topic that matters. Until then, stay informed and stay safe.